Hello, everybody, and welcome back to One More Day. Wow, it has been 6 weeks or so.
I don't know when we stopped.
Too long ago, that's when. But there's many reasons. Things have just been one crisis after another. Let's go all the way back. Okay, so we've got Addie's induction on the 20th of December.
Yep,
4 a.m. 4 a.m. induction. What a party. You had him at 8 p.m.
8:14.
Yep, 8:14. Just like the month we met. August of 2014.
Now I remember that. Toby was at 1:39 a.m.
That was fun.
I still had a 15-hour in labor. So it was still very long.
Yeah, still not super fun, but... Okay. So, had the baby... Everyone's happy. Boom. Baby gets a fever. It goes away. Within an hour or two. Everything's good. And then they wait until the next morning and it's boom. Baby has another fever.
No, it was 24 hours.
24 hours.
It was 6 p.m. both nights.
And they're like, oh, gotta put him in the NICU. So then he was in the NICU for 2 weeks. So he was in the NICU over Christmas, which really sucked.
I think it was just about a week.
It felt like forever.
A little bit over a week. He came home New Year's Eve.
Every test they ran was negative. So he was kind of there for no reason. Like I guess it's good that they double-checked it, but still, that still sucked.
I was scratching my chin.
Said I had something on my chin.
No, I was scratching.
Okay. The NICU sucked. That was hard. That was...
I will put it up there at the worst week of my life ever.
That's probably the closest we've ever been to changing marital roles, though.
Yeah.
Because Addie was gone all day with Cyrus. And I was home with Toby, which was, it was fun. Me and Toby got really, really close, which was really nice. But since Cyrus has been home, Toby's had a rough time adjusting. I think it kick-started his terrible twos. Mm. Or kicked it in the head.
It's been rough for all of us.
Yeah. Well, then we had New Year's Eve. We had our old buddy Jake, his wife Kenzie, up. That was really fun.
That was fun having them over.
And then Jake locked his keys in his car, which apparently... has happened multiple times. Many, many times from what they were saying.
Well, we also... So, Cyrus was in the NICU for Christmas, but... So we were gonna push... We were gonna push Christmas back. We were not gonna celebrate Christmas on Christmas, so we could wait for Cyrus to come home. But then we had the feeling that he was gonna be in there longer than we thought, so we were like, we need to just have Christmas because it'll be good for Toby, and, you know. So... We still had Christmas, and we still went to breakfast at IHOP like we usually do, and it was good.
It was good.
I mean, it was hard. It was really hard, breakfast.
They got my order wrong. It was still good. Everyone there was really nice, and the guy, like, dressed up like an elf. He was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
But I wanted my food in a bowl, and they gave me a burrito, which it was still good, but I liked the bowl, because I could twist it around, stir it around. Yeah. That's not that important. Anyways, so I was off work from the 16th of December. Was it the 16th? Yes. No, yes, no.
No, maybe. 19th.
19th is the day before the induction. And then I was off work for 5 weeks. Because I took 3 weeks initially so I could have that time with Cyrus and to help Addie be able to come up with how to work with two kids.
Gosh, yeah, those weeks did nothing. It is so different when Connor's not. I guess today, when this comes out, I have to go finish doing Toby's preschool registration and then go to the store and get some Toby's things. Oh, yeah, Toby's going to preschool. I have to go to the store and get some things so I can start making cookies again for our business, which, like, is going to be really hard with two kids, but I don't want to just not do our business because, like, we were getting really successful. Like, we were getting lots of orders. Lots of people were ordering from us and getting our name out. So, like, we don't want to just give up because I had two kids, you know? Like, it was actually being super successful. So, my mom's having surgery, which means I'm picking up the slack on the business now. It's my turn to pick up the slack when she did while I had the baby.
Well, and those 5 weeks weren't wasted. Because we tried.
Oh no! It was still learning. That, it was just different.
Well, after I took those 3 weeks off, so I could have 3 weeks with Cyrus to help. He was in the NICU for almost 2 weeks, and then I had a week, and then we found out that we were going to be moving to a now 3-bedroom apartment, which is super nice, fully carpeted and furnished. It's awesome.
I mean, it wasn't amazing. Furnished. We furnished it, but
no, it was furnished. Because it had the refrigerator and a brand fully new refrigerator. Fully
furnished oven, is microwave. Like...
Microwave door's not for long, though.
And...
So if we die from, like, microwave cancer, that's why. Also, our toilet seat's not all the way on, and I could
deal with it. It is so annoying. I might just buy a new one tomorrow.
Toilet seat?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to. I was going to wait until we got paid.
I might just go to Lowe's. I'm so done with it.
I don't know if it's, like, a specific dimension or size or...
I think it's just... I need to just make sure... Well, yeah, I only need to get this size, but I think we also just need to make sure the connectors match.
Just match up the connectors with your fingers.
No, the actual type of connectors.
You need to just keep that distance there as you're driving.
Gosh. Yeah.
But yeah, we're in a much better place.
It is so we got so here. Nice. Like, it has made our life so... Like, we had a bunch of guests over today. Moving. And, like, after everyone left, like, they really didn't leave our house in a mess. Like, they really didn't. But, I mean, just the little bit of cleaning up from our lunch and stuff, like, it was, like, easier. I don't even know why, but it was easier just how the house is set up. Because it's an open floor plan, so our kitchen is, like, in our living room. So.
You can sit on the couch.
I love it.
And bake a cake at the same time.
I mean, you could have done that before.
Can't sit on the couch and bake a cake at the same time in our other place because the couch is in a different room.
Yeah, but you can leave the oven on with the cake baking.
Well, then you're not baking it. The oven is.
Whatever.
I'm just...
Connor sits there with an open fire and bakes the cake if he ever makes a cake.
And then if it, like, fails, I start grunting and go, "Ooh, arr, arr, arr." I don't know what that was. We're both exhausted.
Yeah, but two kids.
A whole week of moving, but we moved our entire house by ourselves in a week.
In,
it was impressive. It was like three days.
No, we did it in 3 days, alone, with a U-Haul truck, going room from room.
And Toby was
It was a
trooper.
Mess, and it was crazy. It was really hard
we still
few
need
days.
To clean the other
Toby
house.
Ended up getting sick. Cyrus got a little bit sick. Connor got a little bit sick.
That's right.
It was hard.
Also, you might
but
hear
we did
a
it.
Lot more background noise. Sorry, because the walls are, like, paper thin, and we're underneath someone who...
Yeah, we're in an actual, like apartment
goes bowling
complex.
At 8 to 10 p.m. every night.
We call it their nightly mini-golf session.
Yeah, we don't know what they're doing, but it's the same thing every night, and it's just really loud across their entire floor.
But it's always, like, from 8 to 10, so it's, like, that's a little late for dinner, because they have, like,
maybe
younger
kids, maybe they're running
but maybe...
Laps.
I don't know.
Or maybe they're making more kids.
No, because it's very, really it's hard. Not, it's not rhythmic like running would be. You know, like it's sporadic true. Sounds on the ground, so.
Maybe they're dancing. Maybe they're playing Sardine in the closet. Did you hear that story? You have to ask Mariah, she'll get it. Anyways.
I don't know. Oh, a hard, hard moving. But we did it, and I'm proud of us, and now we can say that we moved our entire two-bedroom house in 3 days alone with two kids, one of them being a newborn.
I would say it was about the equivalent of a three-bedroom house, because we filled all three bedrooms in our new apartment.
Yeah, we did. It's true. We had three bedrooms squished into two bedrooms.
We still didn't get a door check, because
Toby's room stuff was squished in between our bedroom and the office.
So that's been fun. But we finally got in.
This place is so divine. I love it so much.
We got internet. We set it up with a company that was... We canceled our old internet because we didn't know if they would be here.
I will just say it blatantly.
Hey, we could get in trouble.
Why?
Oh, maybe they sue us for slander.
I can go and write a review on Google and it'll do about the same thing as this.
This is true.
You already know the name, and it was an awful experience.
Yeah, it was horrendous. Addie could give a whole... We can give a whole rundown on that, end.
Okay, I'll try to make it short.
We're only 10 minutes
long. We set it up. Find out that we have to wait a week to even get the internet. Because a tech has to come and plug it in.
So then I could for another week.
That's it. All they had to do was plug it in. We could have just bought the router and done it ourselves. But this happens, plug it in, cool. We're paying for fiber internet, which means very high speeds, and we were not getting high speeds.
We were getting maybe 20 megabits.
So I called them, and they were like, oh, it activates at 7 p.m. Like, you have the internet, but the actual, like, they'll actually activate your account at 7 p.m. I was like, oh, cool, okay. That happens, still not running very fast. So I spend 3 hours on chat services because it's
for multiple days.
Friday. Well, I know, like just that night, Friday night, 3 hours in chat services, and they kept disconnecting. I was so done with them that so the next day I try to figure it out a little bit more, and they say that we need a tech to come, which wouldn't be able to come until that next Tuesday, which Connor had to go back to work that Monday. Like, there was no option. So we were like, at that point, we were just so done with CenturyLink. We were like, screw it. We're going back to our old company, which if you ever move to an area with Sparklight, they are amazing.
They are
amazing. We love them. So we went back to them.
We just canceled ours because we didn't know if they serviced here, because we didn't see a box for them.
Yeah, we didn't know if... The only reason we didn't transfer Sparklight over here is because we didn't know if we could get Sparklight here, because they said that we can't have any Wi-Fi company install anything. So we had to get one that was already servicing to these apartments. So we set up Sparklight. We had it all set up. We have our own router, so we can set everything up ourselves.
I won't even get into the...
Oh, yeah. There was an old man at Walmart that really...
was, like, berating us about buying a modem.
Like, so with fiber internet, you need a better quality modem so it can run the better internet. And the guy at Walmart, like, did not want us to buy the better modem. He was like, you don't need that. It's going to run on the other modem just fine. You're wasting your money. I worked for these people forever. I was their trainee. I trained them. I know what I'm talking about.
He was like, I made routers. And I was like, well, why are you working at Walmart? But he like wouldn't open the case for me to get it. I had to ask for someone else. So then he's like, fine, I'll open it. Like, just you know, they're feeding you shiz and blah, 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 blah.
Which, by the way, we never returned that router because it is what we needed.
And it's been working wonderfully ever since.
Yeah. When the actual Sparklight representative said, if you use the lower quality router, you won't be able to get anything above 500. We're supposed to be getting 900. So, but we set up Sparklight. It was still running slow, so I was like, what the heck? So I call Sparklight, and... She figured out the problem within, like, a half hour of being on the phone. Mm-hmm. She's like, this is your problem. We'll send a tech for free. CenturyLink was going to charge us $100 if the problem was on our end, which it ended up being on our end. Like, not technically. It was something that needed to be fixed in the apartment that we didn't even know what the heck it was, you know.
Some of the connectors were loose.
Yeah. But they would have charged us $100. She's like, we'll send you a free tech. Unfortunately, they won't be able to be there until Monday. And I'm like, you know what? we can make it work. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. I'm so glad we switched back. That is not the end of the story. We still have to cancel our CenturyLink service.
And then when you called to cancel, they were like, well, now you want to at least use the service. Well, we would have.
Yeah, so if it would have worked. I called to cancel it, and the guy just kept saying, it looks like you're getting amazing service there. And I'm like, well, we weren't. And I know why. And yes, technically, we could get amazing service now. But I don't want to do business with you. You guys have had awful customer service. All of the chats were closed. You're charging me money that I don't want to be charged for. Like, you're charging fees that Sparklight doesn't charge. Even though we're paying...
a little bit more, but it's worth it.
Let's see. I mean, it's like $40 more, but I don't even give a crap. Like, I don't even care.
Like, the tech came, and he even set up... because there's a coaxial port in my office, but... it was set up to go through the one in the living room.
And he even fixed that for us. And he
fixed it and set it up so I could have it in my office.
And he gave him a new coaxial cable that because ours sucked a little bit.
I also stole his Ethernet cable. He was having us test it out, and he pulled out an Ethernet cable, and he was like, yeah, let's go test it out in the office. I was like, okay, cool. So I grabbed that, and he's like, oh, you can have that, I guess. And I was like, sorry. I thought that's what you want. He's like... that's fine. I have a whole box, but I was like, sorry, I just stole this.
Well, I mean...
he was really nice. Yeah. He was a nice
guy. But, yeah, like, when I called them to cancel, he was just like, you're getting great service. You're getting great service. And I'm like, I don't care. It's your customer service. I'm not getting great service from the humans that work there. So he's like, okay. So then I go to cancel it, and he's like, well, we don't prorate. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've had the service for 2 days. And I haven't even actually had the service. So we had to pay the full first month's payment, which makes me so mad because I told him we already have a service that we're paying for. We already paid the first month's thing. Like, we already have the money down. And he's like, oh, so you had to pay ahead of time? And then he told me later that I still had to pay the first month's service for them. And I'm like... you guys did the same thing. Don't try to tell me that you guys don't make us put a quote-unquote down payment down. Because you make me pay the first month no matter what. And if I ever wanted to cancel Sparklight, they would prorate it. I wouldn't have to pay for the whole month if I missed that first day. So I was like, I'm done. I'm done with you guys. So I still had to pay. We still have to pay for the full months of CenturyLink, even though I sold the freaking router. We don't even have a router in our home.
Which we sort of paid for. We
no, bought it was for free with the service, and then he was like, I was like, do I need to return this? And he's like, no, it's yours. And I'm like, fine, I'm not giving it back to you then.
Yeah.
I was like, fine. You don't want it back? Then whatever. Oh, it was... ugh.
So that was fun. I had to go back to work. That wasn't as fun. I went back to college.
Yeah, but the first day that you went back to work, you were like, honestly, it feels a little bit good to have a routine. And it kind of did for me, too, like having trying to get back into that routine. Yeah,
it was really nice to just hang out with you guys.
I know. This last weekend has been nice. I'm going to literally be counting down the seconds till this next weekend.
Woken up at 6:30 Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's because we put him to bed at 6:30 Because
he's exhausted. He won't take a nap.
Yeah, he won't nap anymore. And if he does, he's up really late.
Yeah.
And, like, I almost would rather him go to bed really early and wake up early than be up late.
But you don't get up with him. I go and get him breakfast.
I don't get to spend time with you in the morning when you're working. But in the weekends, if we mess up that sleep schedule, then I'm not going to be able to spend time with you at night.
Yeah, but I end up falling asleep during the day. I sitting.
I will take you taking a nap if I actually get to spend time with you after they go to bed.
That's fair.
Like,
that's fair. I'm planning. I look forward to the
evening every single day, and I count down the seconds.
Yeah, me too. I just look forward to when I get off work. And then I get a call, and I'm like, I cry a little bit, but usually it's fine.
I'm like, so don't want a life this week. Because we moved out of our old place, But technically, we still had to put a 30-day notice in. So technically, we still have that old apartment until not this next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after that. And it is very dirty. We've patched all the holes. We've painted it. But it is very grimy. Like, it's just, it's got a lot of grime and dust. And yeah. Yeah, so we still have to clean the whole thing, and we have a bunch of stuff underneath the deck, which sucks because it's freaking winter. So, yep. We still have to clean the old place before, within a week and a half. But I also have to make cookies, so, like, I'm going to be working in the evenings and during the day, and then Connor works during the day, and then we still have two kids to take care of, and then we also have to try to find sleep in there somewhere.
Sleep. That's why we've started drinking like a 12-pack of pop every couple days. Look at us. But hey, it's diet, so it's fine. I think that was like a quote from 1,000-Pound Sisters or whatever. It was like, Mama told us if we drink a soda pop and then drink a diet soda pop, it evens out. I need to watch that again. The older sister's just such a beast. So yeah, that's our life. We're kind of falling asleep. We're sorry this hasn't been as long. But next week we're going back to actual exciting. You'd think that
six weeks of catching up would have been longer, but...
They were more work than work. And every bedtime crisis.
We have a couple new things. We're looking forward to our taxes so we can immediately put it into our credit cards that we've racked up in the last few weeks, and plus Disneyland this last year. But once we get them all paid off, we're scheduling a Disney trip for 2024 in the spring, hopefully. So now our family motto is this or Disneyland, because we have a bad spending problem. We literally used that motto today for me to tell you that we should not do something big and fancy for our anniversary this year.
We've never done something big and fancy.
Because I would love to just send the boys away and have 2 days alone at home. Like, I want to do the things I enjoy in my own home. I don't want to go to a hotel. 3 days.
4 days. Why even have them come back? We got options.
Oh, gosh. Like... The biggest present is to just be able to do the thing, like, play games, take a bath, like...
I've tried to get you to take a bath while I watch the boys, and then you're like, I'm gonna clean the house.
You always offer it when I don't need to shower or bath. I don't like bathing as much as you think I do.
As far as you're aware, you don't need to shower and bath.
I'm literally showering every other day. Look who's talking. I think one of them's awake.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for Disney, we're taking Addie's parents and then my mom. But we're going to let you guys go. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us. And we will see you next week.